Joe Cocker was born on this day.
Time for Bocote's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock. Powered by Joe the Plumber. For fast, friendly, reliable plumbing service, visit calljoetheplumber.com.
A dude had a unique style about him. He did a Beatles song with a little help from my friends. It was a big song for him. Well, let me rephrase that. It was huge in England, made it to number one. Only made it to number 68 here on the Billboard Hot 100, but he did it at Woodstock, and it kicked butt at Woodstock. Live, something else. In fact, his live album, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, check that out. It's a really, really good album. Here's the late Joe Cocker talking about With a Little Help from My Friend.
I don't exclude it from my set. They go bonkers if I don't do it, because it's almost like an anthem, and it says a lot. It's one of the songs that people do come together around that song, whether it be my version or the Beatles version. The Woodstock version, I think, was exciting just because we got so frenetic at the end of it. It was like we were, as they say, kicking ass by the end of that one.
On this day in 1969, Led Zeppelin went in the studio and started to record Led Zeppelin 2. By the way, as that album came out, they played Connecticut. Led Zeppelin was in Connecticut only once, and they were at the Oakdale when they had the round stage. Eh, I was there. Yep, that's how old I am. I was there. The song Whole Lotta Love led off Led Zeppelin 2. And written by all of them, John Bonham, John Paul Jones, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and Willie Dixon, the guy who actually wrote a song that was so similar that they got sued and they had to give him writing credit and a lot of money, which he donated to charity, by the way. It made it to number four on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Robert Plant on Whole Lotta Love.
Whole Lotta Love was written in half an hour and recorded in an hour and a bit, 8-track. And that was a real moment, you know. And even the middle bit was just one of those things that people got stereos and people were smoking marijuana and listening to the panning of the stereo and all that. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Of course it was quick to write. You stole the lyrics and you stole the riff.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock. Powered by Joe the Plumber. For fast, friendly, reliable plumbing service, visit calljoetheplumber.com.